Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is the Read to Lead podcast, episode 456. Hi there once again. I am Jeff, and this is the Read to Lead podcast, the first episode of 2023. We're coming up on 10 years of the Read to Lead podcast. I cannot believe that. In a couple of weeks, it'll officially be 9.5 years. So we're about 6.5 months away from 10 years, but I can feel it. It's close. Thank you for your participation in this podcast, whether it's been over the last 9.5 years or maybe just 9 months or 9 days. I'm glad you're here. This is the podcast, of course, that encourages your personal and professional growth through reading, because I believe that if you want to achieve true success in business and in life, then intentional and consistent reading is the first step in that journey. Step two is taking what you've learned and putting that into action. That's part of what note-making mastery is about. My cohort that began last year is entering its fourth iteration in just a few days. In fact, we start on January the 10th, and there is still time for you to participate. It's a four-week cohort that goes like this. In week one, we discuss methods and best practices for collecting and capturing your notes. This is an area in particular where we're constantly looking to improve. It's an area constantly in flux as tools change and get updated. I attempt to bring those updates and improvements to the next cohort, and that will be the case for this month's cohort. I personally, in my own workflow, have greatly streamlined my collection and capture process. It's changed fairly significantly since just the last cohort in October. We'll be talking about that in week one and how you can apply some of the same best practices. In week two, it's about connection and organization, how to connect new ideas to existing ideas. In most note-taking systems that the majority of people use, their ideas, their content is often siloed. New ideas, new notes being brought in aren't being connected with existing ideas, with older ideas. We'll work through how to make that a reality, how that kind of puts your notes on steroids in a way. And of course, how to organize your notes. That's something I struggled with for years. I'll just say it, decades. That's embarrassing for me to say, but that's something I suffered with for decades. But I've mastered it now, and I'm looking forward to passing my wisdom on to you. It's wisdom that helped me write a book finally in my 50s, something I'd wanted to do for quite some time. Being able to easily retrieve your notes is probably the number one pain point, the number one sticking point for people in my past cohorts who are looking to finally overcome that. We'll tackle that in week two. In week three, we study how to crystallize your notes. What does that mean? Well, how to distill your notes, how to develop your notes. Oftentimes, what you're collecting, what you're capturing is the words of other people, the thoughts and ideas of others. And so we'll work through how to take those thoughts, sometimes connecting what seem to be disparate thoughts into new ideas, unique to you ideas. And then that leads us directly into week four, where, okay, we've done the work of distilling, of developing, of crystallizing our thoughts, our ideas. Now it's time to create. What does that process look like? What are the hurdles you're going to need to watch out for? What can you do such that those potential hurdles are less of a hurdle in the future? In summary, we'll collect, connect, crystallize, and create. Those are the four pillars of note-making mastery. Again, if you're listening to this, the week of January 3rd, 2023, we kick off cohort number four on January the 10th. It's offered at two times this go-around, 2 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. To accommodate all schedules, you can attend one of those sessions or both each of the Tuesdays in January, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. To find out more about participating in Note Making Mastery, by the way, we keep the groups small so I can give you specialized, undivided attention. Go to jeffbrown.me to find out about Note Making Mastery. Again, that's jeffbrown.me. We'd love to have you in cohort number 4. If you missed last week's episode, episode 455, I encourage you to go back and take a listen to that as I took a look at the 6 books I enjoyed reading the most from last year, not necessarily released last year. In fact, we went back as far as 2010 for one of our books, I believe. I want to kick off the new year with a look at a half a dozen books I am anticipating highly. I've been researching the last several days, books that are coming out in 2023. These are books I'm really excited about and I want to make sure you have on your radar. And by the way, I'm limiting this list to books that are coming out in the first 6 months of the year. In fact, the ones I selected, I believe, all come out between now and May. Maybe midway through the year, I'll take a look at the next 6 months and books that I'm anticipating. But for now, these are the books I'm most anticipating the first half of 2023. They're in order of release. Obviously, I haven't read any of these books yet. They're not in my hands yet. Let me add, too, that I am indeed reaching out to each of these 6 authors and inviting them to appear on the show. In fact, I sent 2 emails out just this morning. And the first one is Attention Span, A Groundbreaking Way to Restore Balance, Happiness, and Productivity. The premise of this book reminds me a little bit of a book we looked at last week, that one that came out way back in 2010 called The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains by Nicholas Carr. Maybe Attention Span is The Shallows 2.0. We'll find out soon enough. Dr. Gloria Mark is the author, and she's a professor at the University of California, Irvine. And she's conducted extensive research on how to design technology to reduce stress and increase productivity. I'm all in. She says we spend an average of just 47 seconds on any screen before shifting our attention. You've probably heard that anecdote that our attention spans are on par with goldfish, like 7 or 8 seconds. I don't even know if that's true, but even if it is 47 seconds, that's not long. It takes 25 minutes, as you may know, to bring our attention back to a task after an interruption. And we interrupt ourselves more than we're interrupted by others. Now, in Attention Span, Gloria reveals these and more surprising results from her decades of research into how technology affects our attention. She also shows how much of what we think we know is wrong, including insights like why multitasking hurts rather than helps productivity, how social media and modern entertainment amplify our short attention spans, what drains our mental resources and how to refuel them, and the 4 types of attention that we experience every day and how to recognize them. Now, while the concept of flow, popularized by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi in the book Flow, has previously been considered the ideal state of focus, Dr. Gloria Mark offers a new framework to help explain how our brains function in the digital world. And she reveals in the book how we can take control, not only to find more success in our careers, but also to find health and wellness in our everyday lives. Again, the book is called Attention Span, A Groundbreaking Way to Restore Balance, Happiness, and Productivity. It comes out on January 10th, 2023. Our second book is written by an author who's been on the show before. It was way back in the early stages of the Read to Lead podcast. In fact, Jonah Berger was guest number 6, episode 6, which I think was released like 4 weeks in perhaps. So a long, long time ago. He hasn't been on since. He's written several books since. That's my fault, not Jonah's fault. But his new one coming out in March on the 7th is called Magic Words, What to Say to Get Your Way. Now, Jonah is a professor at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. His other books include Contagious, Why Things Catch On. That's the one we interviewed him about back in 2013. And Invisible Influence, The Hidden Forces That Shape Behavior. He's been featured in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Harvard Business Review, and other publications. And he's also written articles for Forbes, Fast Company, and HBR. His recent research reveals how 6 types of words can increase your impact in every area of life, from persuading others and building stronger relationships to boosting creativity and motivating teams. Almost everything we do, of course, involves words. Words are how we persuade, communicate, and connect. They're how leaders lead, salespeople sell, and parents parent. They're how teachers teach, policymakers govern, and doctors explain. Even our private thoughts rely on words, on language. But certain words are more impactful than others. They're better at changing minds, engaging audiences, and driving action. What are these magic words, and how can we take advantage of their power? Well, Jonah promises to give us an inside look at the new science of language and how you can use it. Technological advances in machine learning, computational linguistics, and natural language processing, combined with the digitization of everything from cover letters to conversations, have yielded unprecedented insights. Have you tried ChatGPT, for example? Go to openai.com if you haven't. It'll blow your mind. Jonah's book is going to help us learn how salespeople convince clients, lawyers persuade juries, and storytellers captivate audiences. How teachers get kids to help and service representatives increase customer satisfaction. How startup founders secure funding and musicians make hits. The book provides a toolkit and actionable techniques that can lead to extraordinary results, Jonah says. Whether you're trying to persuade a client, motivate a team, or get a whole organization to see things differently, this book will show you how to leverage the power of magic words. Again, that's Jonah Berger's Magic Words, What to Say to Get Your Way. It's coming out on March 7th. The third of our six books comes out a week later on March 14th, and it's written by Adam Gopnik, and the book is called The Real Work on the Mystery of Mastery. Adam is an award-winning Canadian-American author, essayist, and critic. He's best known for his work at The New Yorker, where he's been on staff since 1986. He's written several books and has won numerous awards, including three National Magazine Awards and the George Polk Award for Magazine Reporting. He's also an occasional lecturer at Princeton University. Adam's book is diving into a foundational human question. How do we learn and master a new skill? Now, for decades, Adam has been a critic of art, food, France, and more. But recently, he became obsessed by a fundamental matter. How did the people he was writing about learn their outlandish skill? In The Real Work, which, by the way, is a term magicians use for the accumulated craft that makes for a great trick, Adam apprentices himself to an artist, a dancer, a boxer, and even a driving instructor from the DMV, among others, trying his late middle-aged hand at things he assumed were beyond him. That reminds me of just last week over the holidays, I was lamenting having taken up the French horn as a young man, and if I had it to do over, I might go saxophone. And my mom said to me, it's never too late. Adam finds that mastering a skill is a process of methodically breaking down and building up piece by piece, and that mastery in any field requires mastering other people's minds. The Real Work is ultimately about why we relentlessly seek to better ourselves in the first place. Again, it's Adam Gopnik, coming out March 14th. The book is called The Real Work on the Mystery of Mastery. The fourth book on our list comes out on April 11th and is written by Maura Ahrens-Mealy and is called The Anxious Achiever, Turn Your Biggest Fears into Your Leadership Superpower. Maura is the founder and CEO of Women Online, a digital consultancy that helps companies build their online presence and increase their influence. She's also the author of The Mission Myth, How to Create a Meaningful Workplace, and Hiding in the Bathroom, an introvert's roadmap to getting out there when you'd rather stay home. She's been featured in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Guardian, and other publications, and she's a regular contributor to Forbes, and her work has been featured in the Harvard Business Review and Entrepreneur. And she says that you can transform your anxiety into your biggest strength. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the world, affecting up to 1 in 8 adults every year. But in our workplaces and among our leaders, anxiety has been a hidden problem. They're in plain sight, but ignored. That is until now. The Anxious Achiever is a book with a mission to normalize anxiety in the workplace and help leaders and high achievers transform anxiety from an apparent weakness into a strength. Maura argues that anxiety is normal, built into the very nature of leadership. It can and should be harnessed into a superpower. Drawing from her successful podcast of the same name, by the way, the book is filled with quotes from psychologists and experts in the field and packed with practical advice. For example, you'll learn how to figure out your own anxiety profile so that you can recognize and avoid common thought traps and triggers, confront bad habits and unhealthy coping mechanisms, resist perfectionism, manage social anxiety, and set boundaries to prevent burnout, deal with feedback, criticism, and imposter syndrome, and model and communicate healthy behavior as a leader of an anxious organization. Maura says whether you're experiencing anxiety for the first time or have been battling it along with other mental health challenges for years, The Anxious Achiever is the only book you'll need to help turn your stress and worries into a source of strength for you, your career, and your organization. Again, that's The Anxious Achiever. Turn your biggest fears into your leadership superpower by Maura Ahrens-Mealy, coming out on April 11th. Book number 5 is also coming out April 11th and is from Ozan Varal. It's called Awaken Your Genius. Escape conformity, ignite creativity, and become extraordinary. I know it sounds exciting, right? In addition to being an author, Ozan is a speaker and strategic advisor. He's written best-selling books like The Rocket Scientist's Guide to Tactical Thinking and Think Like a Rocket Scientist, simple strategies you can use to make giant leaps in your work and life. And yes, lest there be any doubt, he's a literal rocket scientist. He's been featured in the New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, and Harvard Business Review, and has been a guest on numerous podcasts and radio shows, maybe this one in the very near future. And his work focuses on helping individuals, teams, and organizations unleash their creative potential and solve hard problems. Who better to help you do that than a rocket scientist, right? In Awaken Your Genius, Ozan promises a simple guide to awaken your originality and unleash your unique talents. We say that some people march to the beat of a different drummer, but implicit in this cliche is that the rest of us march to the same beat. We find ourselves on well-worn paths that were never ours to walk. Boy, I can identify with that. An extraordinary group of people, Ozan says, pave their own path. They think and act with genuine independence. They stand out from the crowd because they embody their own shape and color. We call these people geniuses as if they're another breed, but genius isn't for a special few, he says. It can be awakened in anyone. And the book promises to show you how. You'll learn how to discard what no longer serves you and discover your first principles, the qualities that make up your genius. You'll be equipped to escape your intellectual prisons and generate original insights from your own depths. That speaks to me. A big part of note-making mastery is about using your notes, your collection of ideas from other people, to generate original insights. Ozan says you'll also discover how to look where others don't look and see what others don't see. In the process, you'll give birth to your genius, the universe denter you were meant to be. Not that I'm ranking these in any way, but I think of the 5 we've talked about so far, I may be anticipating this one the most. Again, it's called Awaken Your Genius, Escape Conformity, Ignite Creativity, and Become Extraordinary by Ozan Varal, coming out on April 11th. And that brings us to our last book, coming out May 16th of this year. It's a book by Adam Alter called Anatomy of a Breakthrough, How to Get Unstuck When It Matters Most. Adam is professor of marketing and psychology at New York University's Stern School of Business. He's written several best-selling books, including Irresistible, The Rise of Addictive Technology and Its Impact on Our Lives. His research focuses on how technology influences our behavior and how to promote healthier habits. He's been featured in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Harvard Business Review as well. The book is designed to help you break free from the thoughts, habits, jobs, relationships, and even business models that prevent you from achieving your full potential. Almost everybody, he says, feels stuck in some way. Whether you're muddling through a midlife crisis or wrestling writer's block or trapped in a thankless job or trying to remedy a fraying friendship, the resulting emotion is usually a mix of anxiety, uncertainty, fear, anger, and numbness. But it doesn't have to be this way, Adam says. Anatomy of a Breakthrough is the roadmap we all need to escape our inertia and flourish in the face of friction. Adam has spent the past 2 decades studying how people become stuck and how they free themselves to thrive. Here, he reveals the formula that he and other researchers have uncovered. The solution rests on a process that he calls a friction audit, a systematic procedure that uncovers why a person or organization is stuck and then suggests a path to progress. The friction audit states that people and organizations get unstuck when they overcome 3 sources of friction: heart, unhelpful emotions; head, unhelpful patterns of thought; and habit, unhelpful behaviors. Love that framework. Despite the ubiquity of friction, there are many great, quote, unstickers hidden in plain sight among us. And Adam shines a light on some exceptional stories to share their valuable lessons, including his own story of getting unstuck from a college degree that made him deeply unhappy. He weaves together scientific studies, anecdotes, and interviews and teaches us that getting stuck is a feature rather than a glitch on the road to thriving. But with the right tweaks and corrections, we can reach even our loftiest targets. That again is Anatomy of a Breakthrough, How to Get Unstuck When It Matters Most by Adam Alter, coming out on May 16th. To recap those 6 quickly, attention span, a groundbreaking way to restore balance, happiness, and productivity by Dr. Gloria Mark, comes out January 10th. Magic Words, What to Say to Get Your Way from Jonah Berger, releases on March 7th. The Real Work on the Mystery of Mastery by Adam Gopnik releases March 14th. The Anxious Achiever, Turn Your Biggest Fears into Your Leadership Superpower by Maura Ahrens-Mealy comes out on April 11th. Awaken Your Genius, Escape Conformity, Ignite Creativity, and Become Extraordinary by Ozan Viral, also coming out April 11th. And finally, Anatomy of a Breakthrough, How to Get Unstuck When It Matters Most by Adam Alter, releasing May 16th. Those are the six books right now on my radar that I'm anticipating the most coming out during the first half of 2023, and are all books that I suggest you put on your radar. And by the way, while recording this podcast, I heard back from the very first person I reached out to this morning, Dr. Gloria Mark, whose book comes out next week, Attention Span. She's already said yes to an interview. So one down, five to go. Next week on the podcast, we welcome my friend Matt McWilliams, who has a book coming out on the 10th, just like Gloria. It's called Turn Your Passions into Profits. I'm 8 chapters into this 10-chapter book, and it's fantastic. I think you're really going to love it, and I think you're going to love our conversation with Matt next week. For more on these books, many of which you can pre-order now, go to readtoleadpodcast.com/456 for episode 456. That's readtoleadpodcast.com, and then the numbers 456. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Hope to see you next time when we sit down with Matt McWilliams. Until then, as always, remember, leaders read and readers lead.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.